that you're in it with your two bottles empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out.
Oh, help me out.
Just get me back.
Get me back.
I'd rather be hungover than cold sober, still hung up on goodbye. So come on, whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with or where she is or how bad I miss her now. Come on, cigarette. Yeah, smoke out that regret. I'm pouring straight and strong, make a memory gone before you let me leave. Come on, whiskey drink. Oh, come on, whiskey drink. And I'll take on that.
Comes to us from Kenosha, Wisconsin. A woman was drinking with her roommate when they got in a fight. The roommate said, get out of the apartment. So she walked out of the apartment. She's completely naked, decided to go for a walk. Goes for a walk and sees an unattended ambulance. Jumps inside and starts driving it around. And even called dispatch a couple times. Goes, guys, I'm hungry. Guys, I'm hungry. She got pulled over a few miles later.
So she's naked and she stole an ambulance and she's talking to them on the radio.
What a night.
That's a movie, as they say.
Yeah.
I always think that's lame when people say, this night's going to be a movie. That's a movie. That's one.
Yes.
That's one. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Yeah.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
It's Bobby Bones.
Get into the Hyundai Getaway sales event and get away with a deal so right, it almost feels wrong. Right now, you can get great deals on our most popular models. The Hyundai Getaway sales event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details.
97.9
WFAX-FM
Nashville.
Big 98.
Let's go big, y'all.
615,
baby.
It don't get much bigger.
Than the Big 98.
An iHeart Country station.
Guaranteed human.
Shit.
Bobby Bones Show.
Do you guys ever have mystery pains that come out of nowhere? Like, I have a pain in my butt. Like, you know where you get the whole crack and you have the bone? Like right above that, anytime I sit down, that hurts.
The tailbone area?
Above it.
Above it?
So when I stand up, it's like, oh, every time. You guys get any mystery pains yet?
I mean, my knees popping like crazy all the time and it just came out of nowhere.
I can pop my knees.
Oh gosh.
I heard that.
Oh, I'm doing that, but when I'm on a walk, it's just like click, click, click.
When I get up in the morning and my wife is still asleep, I have to pop everything under the covers and muffle the sound because when I'm rolling out of bed, it sounds. So I get under and I'm doing everything.
Oh, gosh. That's freaking me out.
I'm doing everything under the covers to save my wife from hearing a fireworks show whenever I'm rolling out of bed.
That is loud.
My walking and clicking is nothing compared to that.
I can make everything pop just by moving it. You guys don't have this?
No.
No, I mean, the only thing I can pop on demand is my wrists every time.
How do you do that?
Oh, that's weird.
Whoa. That's really loud too.
But that's weird. That's like some sort of abnormality in your.
Does y'all's jaws pop?
No.
Are we doing this? What pops?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
I go first. Everything.
You win.
Okay. And now it's out of competition. Everything pops on me all the time. What pops on you? Your wrists?
Well, my knee when I walk, but I can't do it on demand. It just has to happen. But I can do both, but this one's quieter.
Oh, what are you doing to make
that happen? Is so loud.
Nothing.
It also looks odd. Like it looks weird.
That's crazy. Amy.
That's been my party trick since I was high school.
I've never been to one of those parties. I know where everybody stands around and shows their weird pops. Eddie, what pops on you?
My jaw.
Go.
Can you hear it?
I can
No.
No.
No, it just looks like you're chewing invisible gum. No.
Y'all can't hear that?
I hear a little.
In my head, it's very loud.
Mm. Anything pop on you?
My knees, but they're not loud. It's like a bloop, bloop, bloop. I can just feel it. Like every time I do it, I can hear a click, click, click.
Like,
click,
can you do it on demand?
Yeah, like I click it. Like when I'm doing this, I can feel the click in my...
Did you hear mine?
But yours is loud. Mine isn't loud like that.
But everything of mine does that every morning.
That's crazy how loud that is.
So I pull all the comforter on me, wrap myself in it, and then pop everything under the covers so it doesn't wake up my wife. But yeah, I can do it with every... I can do it forward and backward. Oh, did you guys see the guy whose knees go the opposite ways in the news?
No, like a flamingo?
No.
It said he's found dance. He's found a love of dance. But instead of our knees that bend back... His knees bend forward.
No way. That's AI. It's got to be AI.
Yeah,
I could have got, but I don't think I got. And the whole story was about how he's now found a love of dance.
Huh.
No way.
Let me see if I can find it.
Because flamingos, that's how the way their knees bent.
But this was a human.
Yeah, right.
Guy with knees that bend
forward.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, he's true.
You are likely thinking of a condition called genu recurvatum, or knee hyperextension. Do you see the guy?
Yeah, he is 32 years old, and he finds joy through music dancing. I like being me.
And you know what? I like being me, too.
Well, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at his legs.
He's on a show called Most Extreme Humans.
Where's the video?
Oh, my God.
Oh!
Oh, God!
That's 90 degrees.
That is disgusting.
It's a knee. It just goes forward.
That's 90 degrees forward.
It's a forward knee.
It was pointing up at the sky.
It looked broken.
Yes, because it's a forward knee.
No. No.
I bet his dance. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
No.
Everyone's discovering it in real time.
That's crazy, dude.
Wow.
I bet his dancing looks cool, though.
I don't know. You guys are all screaming at how weird it is.
Yeah, it looks. I can't. That makes my. Ugh.
It looks like he got into a bad accident and his knee is bent backwards.
Well, shout out to that guy.
Shout out.
He understands what I go through every day.
With all your popping.
I mean, did you hear that? I just lifted my leg and it popped.
Do it again.
Okay. But that goes through. Our listeners could hear that, right?
Yeah. We heard that.
And now let's play Tyler Hubbard. Here's 5'9".
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding road. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires, good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5'9" brown eyes and a sundress, lust and McGraw and a small town accent. Good stuff.
Bobby Bones on.
Come on. Tell me where you wanna go. We can find a place to park, open a bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed and they play the last song, blow out the neon. Don't gotta go home, but we can't stay here. Them records all spun, but the dancing ain't done. Night's only begun. We can go anywhere. Take a ride to the boondocks, from the truck to a boombox, yeah. Secret spot, maybe you got. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are cold, and you kiss me like that, I could shot a stray jack. Baby, you're my nightcap. Take it right back. After them after hours, we get bartender on the kitchen counter, wrapping up the night arms wrapped around you. Baby, now we're talking. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up on the sun. We still got a lot of moonlight left to go. After all the bars are closed, no, I don't care what we do on the dark side of the moon. Just as long as I'm with you when it's time to go. After all the bars are closed, all the bars are closed.
Coming up,
let's go
on the Bobby Bones Show.
Lots of dangerous things you're doing or around your house that you didn't even know that could kill you. They have a whole list. We're going to go over them. I had no idea about the rice one, that you shouldn't eat rice. All right, that's next.
Let's go.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Bobby Bones, y'all.
Okay, when did the toilet paper aisle get so complicated? Let's be real. It doesn't get better than Angel Soft. Soft, strong, perfect. Keep it simple. Grab a pack of Angel Soft in the toilet paper aisle of your nearest retailer. Angel Soft. Soft and strong. Simple.
Whatever you're watching this summer, DraftKings has you covered for every single moment of it. The DraftKings Sports app is now available in all 50 states. New DraftKings customers, sign up with the code BONES. Spend $5 to get 150 in rewards within 14 days. Includes all markets. The code is BONES. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Bet with DK Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-MY-RESET. Connecticut. Call 888-789-7777. Visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Blue Hill Casino in Kansas. Bet tax pass-through may apply in Illinois. 21 plus. Void in Canada. Event contract trading with DraftKings predictions involves risk of loss. Availability varies. Predictions offer void in New York. Bet to get bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Trade to get predictions dollars that expire in 1 year. $50 in rewards issued every 7 days via click to claim for 14 days. One non-withdrawable reward redeemable. Nationwide based on sportsbook predictions and free to play sports contest availability. Winners by state. Terms at dkng.co/offer. Limited time offer.
Summer hits different when you're in motion.
On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Let me take you back in time, just climbing my DeLorean. Nashville 99, we stood in line and started pouring in. That concert in the dark off Rosa Parks, that auditorium was church for me, yeah, I believe. The first time I was born again was killing in the name. Bulls on parade, GA packed in the pit. Me and all those people called nothing but trouble kids. If there was ever a fire in me, yeah, that's the night I got it lit. I knew who I was born to be when he said, everybody get your hands up, everybody put your hands up. If you ain't perfect but you try, put a well to the sky, touching heaven kinda high. Ain't that where we wanna go when we die? Down there south of town, I'm 22, up to no good. Dressed in black, I broke the glass to take back the bag of grass they took. That story ends against the fence right in that dead-end neighborhood. Cops told me what I told them when he said, boy, you better put your hands up. Everybody put your hands up. If you ain't perfect but you try, put a well to the sky, touch your heaven kinda high. Stops at little cross I came across some years ago, coming down and hiding out back there on that old sinner's row. The devil on my shoulder finally found somewhere else to go. I never did believe in ghosts till the Holy One told me to throw my hands up. Oh Lord, I threw my hands up. Put your hands up. Everybody put your hands up. If you ain't perfect but you try, put a well to the sky, touching heaven kinda high. Ain't that where we wanna go when we die? Oh, 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 just put your hands up. Everybody put your hands up.
For me, trying to put us on ice, a couple shots at a time, but nothing stronger than a memory. I don't know how to shake you, baby, make you disappear like this glass in front of me. One goes down. much like a troop. Girl, a habit like you's a little harder to quit. Maybe I'll forget it. One goes down, two light up, three in the midnight truck. Don't give me close enough to get over you. I can't even start. Every night is the same with a shot in the dark. How many rounds can a heart take? Trying to fight off a heartbreak. That's a battle. In front of me, one goes down, two light up, three in the midnight smoke. Don't get me close enough to get over you. I can't even start. Every night is the same with a shine in the dark. How many rounds can a heart take? Trying to fight off a heartbreak. That's a battle.
This is Garth Brooks,
Brad Paisley,
Carrie Underwood.
You're listening to The Bobby Bones Show.
The Big 98.
Bobby Bones.
Got a girl from the south side, got braids in her hair. First time I seen her walk by, and I about fell up on my chair. Had to get her number. It'll be like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac 6. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Do 15 and 30. I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. Turn them inside out, I don't need no help. Got hips like honey, so thick and so sweet. Ain't no curves like hers on them downtown streets. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast. Tangled up in the tall grass, with my lips on hers. On the highway to heaven, at the south of a smile. Get there when we get there, every inch is a mile. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30.
There's a list of 57 things that are way more dangerous than people realize, including eating cooked rice that's been left out overnight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I always get terrified I'm going to die from my leftover rice.
What's the deal with rice? I didn't know this.
Yeah, there's some bacteria or something that grows within like...
Pasteurized rice?
Yep. Yes. Every time I heat up leftover rice, I'm like, this could be it. This could be it. But I'm like, it's worth the risk.
Who knew rice was so dangerous?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How are more of your people not dying then?
Because we love rice. we don't reheat it.
You eat it all.
Eat it live, dude. Eat it once it comes out. You don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, I saw a medical student talking about how they would never, that's one of the things they will never eat as a leftover.
Okay,
ever,
I'm shocked
rice.
By this. I got to go to my AI and ask this question. I did not know that rice was so dangerous.
I feel like at some point I've tried to tell you all this, but
hello and good morning. I have a question. I'm reading a story about how rice is dangerous if you leave it out overnight. I did not know about this phenomenon. Can you explain why?
Yeah, it's a food safety thing. Cooked rice can carry spores from a bacteria called Bacillus cereus. Those spores can survive the cooking. Then if the rice sits out in that danger zone between 40 and 140 degrees Fahrenheit, the bacteria can multiply and produce toxins. And here's the kicker. Reheating might kill some bacteria, but it doesn't get rid of the toxins that are already there.
Mm-hmm. She was starting to cry whenever she was finishing. I didn't know that. The other things that are way more dangerous, unsecured throw rugs, because people slip on them and break their necks.
Oh, damn.
Oh.
Oof.
Yeah, they sell this little rubber thing that goes under them. It's very helpful.
We put one under some rugs. We just tripped over it the whole time. It's more dangerous. Yeah, it's more dangerous than the stupid rug was. Selfies in high places.
Yeah, of course.
Wearing headphones while out running or walking.
Mm-hmm. That is so dumb. People are so stupid to do
that.
Wait, why? You don't know what's going on.
Well, just don't have the volume all the way up.
Or don't run with headphones on where cars can hit you. Like if you're going to run a trail, but I think it's when people are like walking in a city and they're not paying attention.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll see people driving with headphones in.
Stupid.
That feels that's not dangerous. Another one is toasters under cabinets.
That's what mine is.
What? But not plugged in.
Yes.
Yours is plugged in under the cabinet?
What do you mean? What? You unplug your toaster. Who unplugs their toaster?
But you have it plugged in a cabinet?
How do you reach it? Like, how does the plug
reach the plug?
Underneath the cabinet, guys. We're not talking in a cabinet. We're talking, he said, underneath. So the cabinet is here, your toaster's here.
Oh, I was picturing it under and in a cabinet.
I see what you're saying.
But you just mean sitting on the counter under a cabinet because the heat rises?
That's what he's saying.
And then...
All I said was toasters under cabinets.
Lunchbox is right.
Start fighting over it.
So on the counter under a cabinet. Got it.
Why?
Well, I'm thinking because you've got wood directly above you.
Yep.
So you need to make sure the toaster is out from underneath the cabinet above or on an island or something.
Another one's road rage, Eddie.
Why?
Because people die.
Because people get shot.
Because people have guns all the time everywhere. So, yeah, those are the things we're going to go look for today. No more cooked rice. No more selfies in high places. Let's be careful with headphones while out running if there are cars around. No toasters under cabinets. And no road rage.
Can I add one more?
Yeah, there's 57. I just didn't go through them all.
And it's probably on that list, but leaving your dishwasher open, your dishwashing machine open.
Whoa.
Like, I feel like that's so dangerous in my kitchen. Like, you pull dishes out right and you leave that door open. Somebody's walking backwards, doesn't see it. Boom, hit your head. It's over.
What?
What are you talking
about? That's so specific that I get.
Leaving stuff in the middle of the floor, you might trip on it and
die. No, no, no. How many
times? Where's your dishwasher? Is it high?
No. Dishwasher. It's like, it's right there by the sink.
It is dangerous to your shins.
Yeah, my shin.
No. That's if you're walking forward. What if you walk backwards, don't see it, boom, hit the back of your head.
Why are you walking backward in the kitchen like that?
You never know. You don't know what I'm talking about? You ever leave it open?
Yes, but I can see you hitting your shins on it, not falling over it backward.
No, you trip, man. You'll trip.
Have you ever tripped over your dishwasher?
Never, but I have a fear of that.
Obviously.
I tell my whole family, like, shut that door. You're going to trip on it and you're going to die.
I wonder why. Like, what happened in your life to make you feel that way?
I think it's in a movie. I think in Garden State, the movie Garden State, you know that one with, what's his name?
Zach Braff.
I think that's how his mom dies in the movie. And ever since I saw that movie, I'm like, wow, that's totally possible.
Never have thought about that.
Yeah.
Thank you, though, for sharing it, because I'll definitely be way more aware.
Bobby Bones Show.
I found your lighter in my nightstand.
That's why I'm thinking of you, I guess. What part of over don't I understand? Cause damn, I miss the taste of your cigarette. Yeah, your memory pulls me right back in. It's like I forget I can't love you anymore. Can't keep chasing you around. Sharing this bed with your ghost every night. I hate that your kiss left a burn on my lips. Oh baby, how do I tell my heart it ain't yours when I said it before? I can't love you anymore, anymore, anymore.
Just when I think you let me let you go, there's a picture of us covered in dust on the dash. So you lit it up just to see the smoke. Roll me plus you with a date on the back. Look at that all. Your memory pulls me right back in. It's like I forget I can't love you anymore. Can't keep chasing you around the back of my mind. I can't need you. Sharing this bed with your ghost every night. I hate that your kiss left a burn on my lips. Oh baby, how do I tell my heart it ain't yours when I said it before? I can't love you anymore,
anymore,
anymore. I can't love you. No,
I can't love you anymore, anymore,
anymore, anymore,
anymore,
anymore. Tell me, baby,
ooh,
what do I do? What do I do?
Could you tell me, baby, ooh,
what do I do? What do I do?
I can't love you anymore.
Can't keep chasing you round, round the back of my mind. I can't need you anymore.
No, I can't need you, can't need you.
Can't keep sharing.
On the Bobby Bones Show.
They're now going to be able to test ticks immediately to see if they have Lyme disease on them. Like something you can buy and take home with you, which is the first time. We'll talk about that coming up next.
Bobby Bones.
Instagram teen accounts come with automatic protections that limit who can contact teens, the content they can see, and the time they spend on the app. Learn more about teen accounts and Instagram's ongoing work to protect teens online at Instagram.com/teen accounts.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
He's a ranch hand in a pinch, man. Hotter than the red on the cattle brand. Cause she's a gold digger with a quick trigger. A cast iron skillet swinging lid flipper. Now he's a double wide on the county line, sipping on a six pack of Lone Star Light. She did him dirty, took him to the cleaners. Now her pockets and her pastures are greener. He says, I don't miss her or her. horseback. Now he's a buckskin, 15 hands, five-time team rope champion. She never liked him, she don't need him. Hell, she don't even know how to feed him. She ain't a cowgirl, she can't stand Merle. Hell, she ain't never two-step or snap pearls. So after about a month of Jim Beaming, that old cowboy got to scheming. Saying I don't miss her or her sister. I don't need that old drop-top Cadillac. She can keep that diamond. I ain't lying. I just won't buy horseback. Last night, around midnight, he took his lucky fence pliers and a mag light. He cut the fence out, he snuck on in. One whistle in the wind and that buckskin, he came running, running right up. He had the saddle already, so he saddled up. Rode off like a bat out of hell, and you could hear that cowboy yelling, singing, I don't miss her or her sister.
Hey y'all, this is Dirk Spentley,
Garth Brooks,
Jason Aldean,
Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones Show.
Big 98.
Hey, get your bones on. It's the Bobby Bones Show.
So if you get bit by a tick and you wonder if you have Lyme disease, most of the time you either have to wait until they diagnose you with Lyme disease or you can send the tick off, which you did once.
Yeah, I did.
How long did that take?
I don't remember the entire process, but I put it in my freezer and then later I got exactly how to ship it and I mailed it off. And within at least a couple weeks, I had my results.
Too long. That's a lot. They now have developed something called Tick Crusher. It is a rapid at-home tick testing kit.
Okay.
Let's go.
So if you pull a tick off of you, because Eddie wanted to send a tick in.
Yeah, and I did not. I still have it in my freezer, but I did never send it off. But then they did blood tests, and they said I didn't have Lyme disease. So to me, I think that was good enough.
Does it take a minute to develop in your body, though? Like, I wonder how long till it shows up.
Well, this tests the tick.
Yeah. No, I know. But for Eddie's sake, he's
just
saying,
he can still have it. Yeah. Your point is he can still have Lyme disease.
So what do you mean? You have to crush the tick?
So you take the tick crusher and you put the tick inside of it and it can detect the bacteria in the tick within 30 minutes. And if it has the bacteria that has Lyme disease, then you go into the doctor and they tell you if you have Lyme disease.
Wow.
But it is the first tick related, I guess this is 30 minutes is fast.
Yes,
yeah,
very.
Rapid.
I feel like that's.
So that's from the New York Post. That's happening. Why are so many people getting Lyme disease?
More ticks.
Maybe people getting out too much out in the wilderness.
No, are you two both making up theories or do you know this?
No, I'm absolutely making it up. I know a conspiracy is that there are entities that are making more ticks and putting them out there to get us sick. I don't align with that. I'm just saying I've heard that. Haven't you?
Couldn't it be possible that we're just diagnosing more of what we didn't know as Lyme disease?
Absolutely.
It's like the spectrum with autism. People go, well, look at all the people getting autism now. And it's like, no, the spectrum has widened. We understand what it is more, so you're able to diagnose it on a deeper level. Right. It's not that more people are getting it. Could it be possible in the least conspiratorial way that that's what's happening?
Yes, I think that you're right in that because it's one that's very, very difficult for people to diagnose, but as we've learned more, doctors have learned more, they're able to pinpoint it. Because I feel like a decade or so ago, they would try to tell their doctor, I think I have Lyme disease. And doctors would be like, no, you don't. And then turns out it's like what they had. Like it was very difficult to get people to believe their symptoms and what was happening.
I know two people with it, and one it almost does not affect at all.
Mm.
And one it affects pretty bad. And I think another problem is that it's so different for everyone mm-hmm. that it's hard to go, you have for sure Lyme disease.
Right.
And so that's probably it too. But I can ask ChatGPT.
That'd be nice. Because I mean, I wonder why people are just getting tick bites. Like,
well, we grew up in ticks. I have ticks all the time.
Because ticks like to bite.
Yeah, but where are they? They're in the woods, right? Everyone's in the woods.
They're
that
in
much?
My backyard.
Yeah, yards, golf courses,
pets.
Yeah,
bring them in.
Let me just ask here.
Like yard work.
Hello. Why does it seem like more people are getting Lyme disease than ever before?
Chicky. Yeah, it's not just your imagination. Lyme has definitely been on the rise in many regions over the past two decades. The main reasons are that tick populations have expanded, helped by warmer temperatures, more deer and mice, and more people living or spending time in wet areas. Plus, doctors are better at recognizing and testing for it now. That classic bullseye rash isn't always present, but when caught early, antibiotics are usually effective. And if you're in Tennessee, Lyme is less common than in the Northeast and Midwest, but ticks and other tick-borne illnesses are still around.
Okay.
We kind of were pretty good at guessing, except for the whole government filming the ticks,
right?
Well, ask her. Be like, give me
no.
a... She'll
she
know.
She sounds sleepy anyway.
Yeah, we need to get those data centers going.
I thought it's either sleepy or she's being like empathetic to the... She's like, oh, God. It's like she's feeling like, oh, man, yeah.
Possibly like... Great point.
God, it has been on the rise.
Let me add some empathy into my voice as I've been instructed by my programmer. Mm-hmm. So I think Tick Crusher is very valuable if they can get this out on the market. That's from the New York Post.
Bobby Bones.
Now we're going to play Shaboozy and Jelly Roll. Here is Amen.
On a lost and lonely highway, paying for my sins. If you ever saw me out last Friday, hell, I ain't getting me. Getting used to getting sideways till I can't see straight. The angels know they don't look my way. I'm way too gonna say. I'm digging my grave down 12 feet deep. Got none left, so I'm on my knees begging. Somebody say a prayer for me, cause the pills laid out and I still can't sleep. Somebody send a word upstairs, cause the bar shut down and I'm God knows where. Folks, you're not going heavy. Smile ain't working anymore. Somebody said pray for me. All I'm asking for is a little mercy. In a dusty Silverado, running low on grapes, heading nowhere fast with my feet up on the dash, just hoping I see the day. I ain't ashamed of the man in the mirror, and the man upstairs ain't either. And I can finally set my life straight and be the man my mama raised instead of digging my grave down 12 feet deep. I got nothing left, so I'm on my knees. Say, somebody said a prayer for me, cause the pills ran out and I still can't sleep. Somebody said a word upstairs, cause the bar shut down and I'm God knows where. Smile ain't working anymore. Somebody say a prayer for me. All I'm asking for is a little mercy. Pills ran out and I still can't sleep. Somebody send a word upstairs, cause the bar shut down and I'm God knows where. So she knock on heaven's door. Smile ain't working anymore. Somebody say a prayer for me. All I'm asking for is a little mercy.
Something good.
A very scary situation at home, but now one 12-year-old girl is a hero. What she did is incredible. Eddie has the story next in our segment called Tell Me Something Good.
Come on now. Bobby Bones.
Are you ready to level up your skills and stand out in today's evolving workforce? Well, at University of Maryland Global Campus, you can gain real-world skills and more. Explore programs that apply emerging tech like AI and data science. UMGC is an online and accredited state university and offers more than 100 skills-based degrees and certificates that can help move your career forward. Apply by September 1st and save with no application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu.
At DraftKings, we're all about responsible gaming. Sometimes
you got to know when to hold 'em.
There are no locks or sure things, so
know when to fold 'em.
It's more fun when it's for fun. So play responsibly. DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas, 21 plus, age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Girl, I've always loved you. All of a sudden's changed. Blame it on time, the road or the ride, but it ain't the same. It's a different kind of feeling, not the one I knew. From the sweet on your lips to how your hand and mind fits. Girl, I've always loved you, but I don't love you like I used to. This gets better every time you kiss me like this. It's stronger the longer I'm with you. It's more than every single day before. Didn't know I could ever love you more than I did. But baby, I do. I don't love you like I used to. What we got ain't got no ending, like a band of solid gold. Sweeter with time, like strawberry wine, it gets as good as it gets old. And oh, we thought we knew what it meant way back then. Oh, but I keep falling, falling higher than I've ever been. Oh no, I don't love you like I used to. This gets better every time you kiss me like this. It's stronger the longer I'm with you.
Number one for new country.
Gavin Adcock was in studio and covered Troubadour by George Strait.
Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name. Oh, nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote it on a song. And I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone.
Come on. Great job, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. Some help on the farm, somebody with a truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man, I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the beaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was beating the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog. So I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work, and that dadgum's heat, I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I did, 'cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Just getting home from Panama City, she was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer, the kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind. With that sun beating down on this back of mine, and just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. Got married last spring. Whoa, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
I love listening to the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby!
Just gives you a good start to your day.
The Big 98. Bobby Bones.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. It's hard to believe it, girl, that I'm seeing what I'm seeing. Don't want to assume, but it seems like you're having a time of your life. Center of attention. Know just what you're doing. love moving on. I wish I could help you. Girl, I don't know why I haven't left yet. I'm watching them sinking like a train wreck. Can't look away, hit as hard as I try.
Time for the good news.
With producer Eddie. Tell me something
good. Little Kendra is 12 years old. She was in bed in her apartment with her other sisters when she notices black smoke in the middle of the night. Like, what is that? Turns out they had charged a hoverboard, and that hoverboard started smoking, and it was catching on fire. So she woke up her sisters, got them all out of the bedroom, closed the bedroom door, alerted the family. Everybody got out safely. But when the firefighters got there, yeah, the whole place had gotten caught on fire. And they said, luckily, she shut the door because that bought everyone time to get out.
It's a slightly irrational fear that anything being plugged into my house is going to catch on fire at any time.
Do you unplug everything before you leave?
It would be so weird if
Whoa.
I unplugged everything.
Well, I mean, I guess not
when I go
everything.
To work. I unplugged the fridge.
Okay, well, not your fridge.
Well, that's something. Dryer.
I was thinking, though. Like, for me, I try to unplug my curling iron.
Well, that's so the curling iron doesn't itself.
I could just turn it off. But
yeah, but
I
you might forget. So that's a double. That's
well,
a catch
they designed
all.
Them now to automatically turn off after a certain point. I think they learned their lesson with women. But still, I don't trust it. Like sometimes I'll be in my car halfway down my street and I'll be like, oh, and I will turn around and go back because it's just not worth it.
Like my karaoke machine, it's charging 24/7.
Oh, it's always
you
know I mean?
So you don't care
yeah.
that it's plugged in because you don't feel like you catch fire.
No, but after. Hearing a story like this.
I know.
I do that with my garage door, what you do.
Oh, to go back and check?
And I know that I closed it. Even if I don't remember, I know. But I can't, unless I can visualize it. Because I have to visualize it every morning and go, okay, I saw it close and then drive off. If I can't remember visualizing it, I turn around and go back.
But also you have a gate. Okay. So what?
Double.
It doesn't doors. Matter. Okay, your curling iron, like you just said.
I know, but like you could just give, you like, if you left your gate open,
what if,
I
okay,
get
what
it.
If a coyote went in my garage
oh,
and ate
bad.
My whole family?
Okay,
and then I'd be like,
bad.
A dingo ate my baby.
Okay, I didn't think about that part.
Yeah.
Exactly. I get it.
Exactly. I would think if I'm just speculating about this hoverboard, is that there's probably a pretty cheap plug.
Yeah.